The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's an exciting day for our school and our community. It's graduation day for our seniors. We're happy for you. I'm proud of you. We have really beautiful scriptures today, especially this gospel from John, which Jesus gives at the Last Supper. He says, "I no longer call you slaves. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you." So it's good for us to take these words to heart, that in Jesus, really the unthinkable happens, that God, who doesn't need anything or anyone, who's perfect in and of himself, communion of love, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, chose to create us out of love, even though he didn't have to. And not only that, but chooses not for us to be slaves, which would have easily made sense, but rather he calls us his friends. It's amazing that Jesus loves us so much that he isn't interested in servitude, but actually is interested in our friendship with Jesus. So I want to come back to that theme of friendship in just a second, but I want to say a word about our saint for the day, Saint Bernardino of Siena, who lived in the early 1400s. So Saint Bernardino is one of my favorites, and that's because I spent a couple months in Siena in Italy studying Italian when I was in the seminary, and the signs of the life of Saint Bernardino are everywhere still, 600 years later in Siena. You can visit the central city square, the Piazza del Campo, and you can see the site where he preached his fiery sermons. And then above so many, but the biggest mark of his being there is above so many of the doors of Siena, whether they're the doors of homes or the doors of businesses, there's a little square. And in that square are three letters, I-H-S. And so maybe you've seen those letters before. It's a symbol of the name of Jesus. It's the first three Greek letters in the name of Jesus, I-H-S. And St. Bernard of Siena, when he was traveling around, he had the sign that he would hold up at the end of his sermon with those three letters on it, I-H-S. And at the end of his sermon, he would give a blessing to the crowd with that sign. And of course, the important thing wasn't so much the sign, but the name on the sign, the name of Jesus. Many miracles would happen when he would bless the crowds under the holy name of Jesus. And so he told people that they should put that card above the doors of their homes and businesses at the entrance of the city so that the name of Jesus is everywhere and has an effect everywhere. One story about him that's kind of funny is that gambling was very popular at the time in Siena and in Italy where he was preaching, and he would preach against gambling. And so there was a gambling merchant, we could say, who was he made playing cards that people would use in their gambling. And because of St. Bernard's preaching, he went out of business. Obviously not very happy with St. Bernard. But then St. Bernard asked him to start making a different kind of card, a card with the three letters IHS on it, which he began to sell then at his business. And he made way more money selling cards with the name of Jesus on it than he did selling his playing cards used for gambling. So he ended up liking that St. Bernardino after all. So I was thinking about how important it was to St. Bernard that Jesus' name be always on his lips. And he would tell people, let the holy name of Jesus be on your lips. And I was thinking about that. How often do we say the name of Jesus? I don't mean as a cuss word or when we drop something on our foot or stub our toe. I mean, that's taken the Lord's name in vain. But how often do we speak about Jesus as a person that we know? Jesus today in the gospel tells us that he wants to be our friends. I was thinking about some of my friends this morning. One of my best friends since seminary, Father John Burns. I love talking about him. He has the vineyard in Milwaukee that I was talking about the other day at Mass at the Basilica with the older students. I love talking about him. Why? Because he's a dear friend. He's made such a difference in my life. My life is so much better because of my friendship with him. And then I was thinking, well, if I love to talk about my friend Father John, and I love talking about him because he's my dear friend, well, what about my dearest friend, Jesus? And am I as free talking about Jesus, my closest, most dearest friend, as I am talking about my close friend, Father John? It's good for us to think about. I mean, I love talking about Father John, and he's my close friend, but he's never shed his blood for me. He didn't die on the cross for me. But my dearest and best and closest friend, Jesus, did precisely that for me. He gave up his life for me so that I could live and have eternal life. And so it would seem to me that if I love talking about the ones that I love, if I love sharing them with other people, well then, if I really am close to Jesus and really do believe he's my best friend and my Lord and my Savior, then his name should be on my lips more than anybody's. This is the awesome legacy that St. Bernard of Siena left, is that he so loved Jesus as his best and closest friend that Jesus' name was always on his lips. And what happened then? Other people began to love the name of Jesus and love Jesus in their own life and got to know him. And how do we know that? Well, it's because all everywhere you go in Siena, you see the name of Jesus above the doors of homes and businesses. And so because Jesus' name was always on the lips of St. Bernard, Jesus' name came upon the lips of those who listened to him, the residents of Siena, and not just upon their lips, but also in their hearts. What a wonderful legacy. I often think about that. What's the legacy that we leave? Today, graduates, you accomplished something really important and good. You've worked really hard, most of you anyway. And you've accomplished an important achievement. But this isn't the most important thing that we can do in our life. Some of you will go into the workforce, some of you will go on to secondary education. If you go on to secondary education, maybe you'll graduate with a degree there, or maybe even an advanced degree, or in your work, you might move up the ladder. But even this, I mean, it's not much of a legacy. It's a great thing. It's good. It's good to use the gifts that God's given us for the good of the world. That's what we do when we do meaningful work, is we're using God's gifts to accomplish a good in the world. It's important that each one of us do that. That's not the most important thing that we can do in our life, and it's certainly not much of a legacy if that's all we do. So what will our legacy be? I think it would be a wonderful goal for each one of us, no matter if we're called to be a priest or religious, or if we're called to be a mom or a dad, or a generous single person living in the world, if we're called to be a musician, or a carpenter, or a teacher, no matter what it is, what a wonderful legacy if more people knew Jesus because of you. Why? Because Jesus had become your best friend. And so you always wanted to talk about him. You wanted other people to know him like you know him. And so my guess is the effect of that probably isn't going to be the name of Jesus on a sign over the homes of the people that you know. But what it very well could be is the name of Jesus written in the hearts of the people that you've come to know and whose hearts and lives you've come to touch. Jesus being your best friend became someone who you really wanted to share with others. And doing so, they come to know him too, and he can be their best friend too.